Blessed and praised be the name of our Lord. By His grace, we can again be gathered here tonight in the presence of God. And I would like to welcome all of you very warmly in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, especially all those who are here for the first time, and also all those who are joining us online. We are greeting all very warmly in Jesus' name. We have heard already the wonderful songs from the choir and the last song of the grace of God. It's really something indescribable, the grace of God, which we may all experience again and again anew. And tonight, I believe that the Lord will visit us again graciously. We are in great expectation. And in prayer, we want to seek the Lord, asking Him that He may speak to us, that He may reveal Himself to us. Now, we want to sing a couple of songs for His glory. We start with song number 12. From these little booklets. Number 12, When Peace Like a River. Number 12. Amen. Let us also sing song number 25. I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene. Number 25. Thank you, brothers and sisters. We cannot enough praise and glorify the grace of God which has come upon us. I don't know how you feel, but my heart is jumping of joy and thankfulness, for the Lord has done great things for us. We should come into the house of the Lord with jubilation, with joy, into His presence. Now we want to read the Word of God for the word of introduction, and then Brother Alfred Borg will pray with us. We look up Psalms 95. The first seven verses we want to read. Psalms 95. I ask you to stand up for it. Come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice. Amen. A wonderful word we have read. Come, let us worship and kneel down. Let us kneel before our God, our Creator. For he is our God. Praise and thanks. We all believe that the Lord is present tonight. We believe his promises. When he says, where two or three are gathered in my name, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, where they are gathered, there I am in the midst of you. Do we believe this? Praise and thanks. The Lord is present. We cannot see him, but through his Holy Spirit, he is present. And the blessing which he has prepared for us tonight, he gives it to each one of us. Let us pray together. Blessed Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege tonight to be gathered at this place to receive the blessing which you prepared for us. We ask you with all our hearts, send your word tonight in a mighty way. May it be with us like those at Emmaus who said, did not our heart burn while he spake to us? Speak to us. Reveal thy presence tonight. Come to your right. We thank you and we lay everything into your hands. And we ask you, testify as the risen one. Save, heal, and make all things well. This is all our desire, all our prayer. We thank you in Jesus' wonderful name. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us sing, Only Believe, Only Believe. I love him. I love him. together in English. Amen. You may be seated. Be welcome in the precious name of our beloved Lord and Savior. And today, firstly, we would like to welcome our brother from Georgia. Our brother Mamuka, where is he? Where is brother Mamuka? The Lord God bless you in our midst. He has a mighty testimony how the Lord led him. Be welcome. May God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Then we have greetings from Moldavia, from Bulgaria, from Russia, from the Ural, from the Ukraine. Greetings from Haiti. Greetings from South Africa. Greetings from Brother John. Greetings. One moment. Greetings from Brother Chuma from Nigeria. Greetings from Brother Leonard from Cape Town. Greetings from all brothers and sisters from the capital of the Ivory Coast. A bit difficult to pronounce. Yano Zokro. Nevertheless, may God bless our brothers. Greetings from Brother Gimbi John. Greetings from Brother Bautista. Greetings. Special greetings from Rome, from the group there. Greetings from Brother and Sister Holviti and from all from Finland. Greetings from Brother Christian from Romania. Greetings from Brother Tire. Greetings from Brother Melela. Greetings from Brother Motika. Greetings from Brother Kumbana. Greetings from Brother Cruz Sono. Greetings from Brother Funda. Greetings from Brother Grazian from Israel, from Ashdod. Greetings from Brother Manuka Tango. Greetings from Brother Klut from Cape Town. Greetings from Brother and Sister from New Zealand. Greetings from Brother Chauffeur. Greetings from Brother Vincenz. Greetings from Liberia. Greetings from the city of Klausenburg. Once again, greetings from Russia, from Novosibirsk. Then greetings from Brother Young. Greetings from Brother Lukram. Greetings from Brother Christian. And greetings from Brother Augustine. Greetings from Brother Joseph from Atlanta. Greetings from Abidjan. Greetings from Brother Matzo. Greetings from Brother Kalonji. Greetings from Burundi. Then I have wrote down here something. Greetings from Brother Dr. Mbie. Greetings from Brother Mwamba from Kolwezi. Greetings from Brother Daniel from Cape Town. Greetings from Brother Kasadi from Lubumbashi. Greetings from Brother Inodi from Kigali. Greetings from Brother Salomon. He greets with Psalms 90, verse 4 to 12. Greetings from Brother Graf. And special greetings from Brother and Sister Kupfer. May the Lord bless them in a special way. Greetings from Brother Ellis from Edmonton. Greetings from Brother Jürgen from Chile. Greetings from Brother Cecil from South Africa. Greetings from Brother Nyagi from Nairobi. Greetings from Brother Ngonga. Greetings from Brother Joseph from Kinshasa. And should we have forgotten and overseen someone, then it didn't happen on purpose, but just because we didn't know it better. Then we greet all, especially also our brother George from Kinshasa. Please stand up, Brother George, so that all can see you. May God bless you in our midst. May God bless all brothers, and especially all ministering brethren from near and far. May God bless all from Romania. How many are here for the first time in our midst? Please stand up. All from Romania. Please stand up. Where are they? Yes. God bless you. God bless you. Then I really, sincerely, I want to thank all. If we, for instance, sing these choruses or songs from this little booklet, then we have only three languages in it. But all together, we have here 13 languages. And what does the rest do? What does all the Russian-speaking brethren do? All the Slovakian brethren? All. May God bless you all. And I'm really asking always that we sing songs which are known worldwide, which really all believers know in all languages all over the earth, that they can tune in, into the songs which we sing for the glory of the Lord. God has just laid it in such a way that we are not a local church, that we are not a national church. God really laid it in such a way that we are gathered internationally, hearing, and the divine message is of course addressed to all peoples, tongues and nations, as the Lord God said it in the first conversation with Abraham in Genesis 12. In thee shall all kindreds of the earth be blessed. And whoever thinks on Isaiah 42, I will make you a light for the Gentiles unto the ends of the earth. He who redeemed his people Israel has, of course, called out his church from all peoples, tongues and nations. He redeemed them. And by grace, we can be the possession of the Lord. There are many things which since a couple of days, they are really touching me. Now just briefly, just the report of the mighty trip to Thailand, to Burma, and then also to Cambodia. It's just wonderful how God is opening the doors and the hearts. And in every country, in every city, we had three mighty meetings, and people from all denominations have come together to hear the word of the Lord. One of the most mighty meetings was in a Lutheran church, really a huge building, and the people were coming together. There had to be brought in chairs from the dining rooms. And behold, the word of the Lord was coming forth in such a mighty way that the parson, Dr. So-and-so, the parson, after the meeting, he came to me and he said, it was so mighty. This I have never heard on the earth as the word was preached. I'm asking you to pray for me. I'm asking that all the literature might be sent to me. God's word is accomplishing for what it was sent for. Now, just very briefly, the report. And Brother Lukram, whom you all met here, he accompanied me from the first to the last day, and he's sending greetings to all of you. Then a word addressed to all who have problems and needs. We have heard it in the word of introduction, in that what was read and what was said, that we should come with joy and jubilation into the presence of God, that we should fall on our knees thanking the Lord, and may God give it. And nevertheless, there are so many problems, so many troubles, which we want to bring before the Lord. And to this just belongs what our Lord himself said in Matthew chapter 11, in verse 28 and 29. Matthew 11, verse 28 and 29. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will quicken you. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Only if we recognize that our Lord had to walk such a reproachable way, taking the cross upon himself. All kinds of things were made to him. He was spit at, mocked, scoffed at, slandered, betrayed. If we recognize that also we have to take our cross upon ourselves, and at the return of the Lord, we will exchange the cross with a crown, and then we will be with the Lord at all the time. And the nice thing is, and I should read directly from chapter 12, Matthew chapter 12, here our Lord said, he referred from verse 17, he referred to the Old Testament, to that what the prophet Isaiah was prophesying. And please pay attention to that, what is written here. Matthew chapter 12, from verse 17. That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, behold, my servant. Also, this is very important. The Lord had to become servant. He was lowering himself. He even washed the disciples' feet. So, as we read it, Once again, from verse 18, "Behold, my servant, whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased, I will put my spirit upon him, and he shall show judgment to the Gentiles." He shall declare justice to the Gentiles. As servant, he is Lord, but he became servant to do the work for which he was ordained before the foundation of the world. For us, who we were ordained before the foundation of the world to become his own possession. In verse 19, "He shall not strive, nor cry, neither shall any man hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed shall he not break, and a smoking flax shall he not quench, till he send forth justice unto victory." Until he set forth justice unto victory. And in his name shall the Gentiles trust. A wonderful word. We cannot go here into details, but I really want that all who are gathered here at this place, that they know that the Lord is really present, just as he promised it, and that we can cry out in his name, "Come unto me, all ye that have troubles, all ye who have to go through trials, come unto him, and he will comfort you. He will give you rest unto your souls. And he will confirm his word in you. No one shall go from this place just as he came. You may put your burden upon Jesus, and you may trust him as a friend. You may ask him. You may ask him for the victory and for blessing. And then you will see the answer, as the song goes. Just believing that the Lord cries out to all of us, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest unto your souls. I will quicken you, refresh you." Today, something very special is on my heart. It was not my decision. It just happened this way, that in the course of this last week, from three different sources, I was informed about that, what is happening right now, how the Pentecostal preachers in the USA are coming together to a great conference, and as an Anglican bishop was presenting the Roman Catholic Church as the only church, and how then the film, the video was shown from the Pope, and that what he had to say before these Pentecostal preachers, this video was playing. And then, when all this was finished, then the Mr. Pentecostal preacher, he has given his blessing to all. It really touched me on my inside. it has torn me into pieces, and I had to think about it. You all know it. Since the Reformation, God has given one revival after the other revival, and it went always deeper and deeper into the Word, up to the Pentecostal revival, which started about 100 years ago, before the First World War. God really, He has shaken heaven and earth. He has poured out His Spirit. Yes. And after the Second World War, God really called a special man to fulfill the promise from the Old and New Testament and to give the breakthrough to the last revival. The last revival was the Pentecostal revival, which we partly experienced in the 40s and also in the 50s, how the Spirit of God fell down and how the gifts of the Spirit were manifested. But then God has sent His prophet to reveal the Word unto us, so that we, by the Holy Spirit, are introduced and led into the Word. And then we come to the point that all these Pentecostal preachers, they bypassed this. Who can comprehend it? And if the Lord would be here today, then He would have to say the same thing, just what He said in John 19. You have missed the day of God's gracious visitation. And then one can refer himself to the Spirit baptism. They refer to the gifts. And then, what really touched me the most, what I heard, I want to say here just now. The man speaks of Elijah, who should come. He speaks that the hearts of the children should be turned to the fathers again. A man from the Anglican Church. You all know, in Germany, it's the Lutheran Church. In Great Britain, it is the Anglican Church. And then such a man speaks before the Pentecostal preachers, and he introduces them, the Roman Catholic Church. And then, do you know what I was thinking of? So that all you that you all might know that it happened like this, we let a few minutes run here, so that you're not sitting here, and that you don't go from this place and say, "Huh, this Brother Frank said." But has it really happened this way? And if you agree, then we let a couple of minutes run of this video, so that you really notice what is happening right now on the earth. Not only that in Israel, that the negotiations are going on. Negotiations. No, now it's really about that all churches who came forth from the Reformation, that they again return into the bosom of the Roman Church. And as I just said, the program is introduced by a bishop of the Anglican Church to the Pentecostal preachers, who are glorifying themselves to have had an experience with God, who have charismatic, who think they have and what do they have? They have missed the day of God's gracious visitation. Didn't recognize it at all. And are all building their own kingdoms and are not in the kingdom of God. If you agree, then we will run a couple of minutes. We will use them so that you really can see what is happening on the earth. Let us say it. Let us say it clearly here. Before we run this video, when we look into Israel, then we see how all the churches, be it the Roman Catholic Church, be it the Greek Orthodox, be it the Lutheran, be it the Coptic, all are having their sites here and there. Go to Capernaum. One order has the whole area. Go to the Mount of Beatifications. Go to the Mount of Carmel. Another order. Go to Garden of Gethsemane. Up to now, we could go into the Garden of Gethsemane. Now we cannot go anymore. Except we registered before. And before we paid entrance fee. Because the Roman Church has the right over the Garden of Gethsemane. Everything is taken over. All want to rule over everything. And I tell you, the time is really far spent. All the negotiations, everything is reaching the climax. And now this news from the USA, from Texas, it really touched me in such a way. And let us say it once again. If God fulfills a promise and sends a prophet with a divine biblical message, blessed is he to whom applies, he who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. But also this, the prophet Isaiah foretold. They have ears and cannot hear. They have eyes and see not. Brothers and sisters, if God has opened our eyes, then we are obligated to thank him very much for it. And if God has opened our understanding for his word, for his promises, and has given us the faith to it, because without faith, it is impossible to please God. We must believe what God has said in his word to get it revealed. Do you agree that we really, that the whole world can see what is happening right now on the earth? And I say it once again, not somebody, no, the Pentecostal preachers are inviting the bishop and he tells them how the thing will go on. Brother Harry Schmidt, are you here? You will read the German text and we will hear shortly. Is Brother Harry Schmidt? Will you read there with a micro? Okay, you will read there. It's all right. Then somebody has to switch on the button and let down. Come.
I need you to at least understand a little bit of the history behind this, because we are living in an incredibly important generation. I believe that God has brought me here to this year's ministers' conference in the spirit of Elijah. Let me explain. If you look carefully, the spirit of Elijah was on John the Baptist to turn the hearts of the sons to the fathers.
Wir wissen, dass Weissagungen
and to turn the hearts of the fathers to the sons, to prepare the way for the Lord. And we know that prophecy always has a double fulfillment. And we know that Elijah will come before the second coming as well. And I've understood that the spirit of Elijah is the spirit of reconciliation, to return hearts to each other.
Das Wort katholisch bedeutet universell.
This is very important.
Es bedeutet nicht römisch. Wenn ihr
we know that the first thousand years there was one church, it was called the Catholic Church. And the word Catholic means universal, it doesn't mean Roman. Catholic means, if you're born again, raise your hand if you're born again.
Eine Teilung nach dem you're a Catholic. Des ersten Millenniums, orthodoxe Ost und West.
Take back, redeem what belongs to you. We are Catholics. And then there was the split at the end of the first millennium. We had the Orthodox, East and West, two churches. Then 500 years later, we have Luther and his protest. Three churches in 1,500 years. Three denominations, not three churches. And then, from Luther's protest onwards, 33,000 new denominations. I've come to understand that diversity is divine. It's division that's diabolic. It's true what you were saying about the glory. I agree with you, of course it's true. The glory that the Father had, he gave to Jesus. The glory was the presence of God. What is the charismatic renewal? It's when we experience the presence of God. And he said, and I give them the glory, pragmatic reason, so that they may be one. It's the glory that glues us together, not the doctrines. It's the glory. If you accept that Christ is living in me, and the presence of God is in me, and the presence of God is in you, that's all we need. Because God will sort out all our doctrines when we get upstairs. Therefore, Christian unity is the basis of our credibility. Because Jesus said, until they are one, they will not believe. The world will not believe, as they should, until we are one. Division destroys our credibility. It is fear that keeps us separated, because fear is false evidence appearing real. It's an acronym. F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real. Because most of your fear is based on propaganda. Now, why is it historic? Because in 1999, the Roman Catholic Church and the Protestant Lutheran Church signed an agreement that brought an end to the protest. Luther believed that we were saved by grace through faith alone. Amen. But that's not it. The Catholic Church believed that we were saved by works. And that was the protest. In 1999, they wrote this together. Because in the Protestant Church, we had a lot of cheap salvations. People were getting born again, but no fruit whatsoever. And because we didn't even look for fruit, it wasn't the issue. Because it wasn't necessary for salvation. And no, it's not. But it's a good judge if you are saved. So what these two churches did, they put the two definitions together. Listen to it. I'm reading verbatim from the Catholic Vatican website. Justification means that Christ himself is our righteousness, in which we share through the Holy Spirit in accord with the will of the Father. Together we, Catholics and Protestants, Lutherans, believe and confess that by grace alone, in faith in Christ's saving works, and not because of any merit on our part, we are accepted by God and receive the Holy Spirit, who renews our hearts while equipping and calling us to good works. This brought an end to the protest of Luther. Brothers and sisters, Luther's protest is over. Is yours. In 1999, this was signed by the Lutheran Church, the Federation Worldwide, Later, about 5 years later, the Worldwide Methodists signed the same agreement, but as of today, we still have had no Protestant evangelical that will stand up and sign this agreement to agree with our brothers and sisters that we are saved by grace through faith to good works. And I believe that's something that needs to be fixed. There's a challenge for you. So the protest has been over for 15 years. And I get a bit cheeky here because I challenge my Protestant pastor friends. If there is no more protest, how can there be a Protestant church? Maybe now we're all Catholics again. But we are reformed. We're Catholic in the universal sense. We are not protesting the doctrine of salvation by the Catholic Church anymore. We now preach the same gospel. We now preach you are saved by grace through faith. Alone, the word alone was the argument for 500 years. The word alone is there. You can read it yourself. The protest is over. The protest is over. So let me pray, and then we'll start the video. I believe we will begin to see more and more people called out to go into the world and work among the churches in the spirit of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to the fathers, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Ministries of reconciliation. We need to throw as much resources and energy into the ministry of reconciliation as we do to the ministry of evangelization. Or are we building walls without foundations? I challenge you to find a bridge builder and back him or her. And I'd like to pray this prayer. And if you agree, you can say amen. This was a dying man's prayer. And when you know you're about to die, you certainly pray the most important prayers. He said, I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they may also be one in us, so that the world may believe that you sent me. And the glory which you have given me, I have given them, that they may be one as we are one. Glory to the Father. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters, excuse me, because I speak in Italian, but I am not speaking English. But I will speak no Italian, no English, but carefully. È una lingua.
Zwei Regeln. Liebe Gott.
Ja. Wir haben es wirklich nur getan.
We really just did it so that you know how late it is at the world clock.
Ich habe sieben Zitate.
And I have here seven quotations of Brother Branham before me. Seven quotes, who said, when this takes place, when this is taking place, then the time is very near. And then all who do not confess to it and who are not joining this, they will experience the boycott and the persecution. Brothers and sisters, I say it again. It really
has torn me into pieces. Also the Pentecostal preacher, who is mentioned by name, he's just as known as Oral Roberts or T.L. Osborne or Tommy Hicks or Cerullo, and who they are. And when I then think about that God has really, in this confusion that he has given us, in this confusion, the grace to believe. I have here just a few things I have underlined. It spoke here of reconciliation. Reconciling with whom? Protestants and Catholics? My God! It's of course written in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. God was in Christ and reconciled the world with himself. Of course not religion with religion or confession with another confession, but a reconciliation with God is only in Christ Jesus possible. And then he says, we are all born again. A new birth without the divine seed of the word is impossible. James 1, verse 18, born again by the living word of God. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, born again by the word of God, which is the seed. And in the same way, as the redeemed, as the Redeemer was the Word, which became flesh, and as the divine seed, which was promised from Genesis 3, verse 15, and the promise was given to Mary, and she believed, and only then the Holy Ghost overshadowed her. And so a new birth comes only to pass when we receive the Word of God, believing it, hearing it, the promise. And then we are overshadowed by the Holy Spirit. And then the new life comes forth in us. The other thing was, once again, the new birth. Whoever reads in Titus 3 will read in the first, in the same verse, born again by the renewing of the Holy Spirit. Of course, not born again because somebody makes a religious declaration. What really bothers me is the confusion. The confusion decorated with Scripture. Did you all hear it? Elijah comes first. He shall turn the hearts of the children back to the fathers. What did Elijah do? He went on Mount Carmel. He called the people together. And he said, how long do you want to stagger on two sides? The one followed Baal priests, and the other ones were following the Asherah priests. And the man of God came on the scene, and he said, today, the decision must be made. And this, of course, happened by the sending of the prophet in our time. How long will you jump around on two sides? How long will you agree with him and him? If you agree with God, then put yourself onto his side. And in our time, of course, the altar of God was rebuilt again, just as Paul has written to the Corinthians, the foundation I have laid, another foundation can no one lay except that which was laid. And this is Jesus Christ, our Lord. So, God fulfilled his word, but all who are not hearing God's message now and who are not placing themselves on the side of God, they will fall, they will believe the error. And therefore, our Lord said in Matthew 24, verse 14, there we have the promise that the everlasting gospel is being preached to all nations for a witness. But then we have the words of our Lord. Many false prophets and many false Christs shall arise. The word Christ means anointed one. Anointed one. You all that say, oh, we are charismatics. We are anointed. Yeah, how anointed? How anointed? The holy anointing which God gives us joins us with God and His Word. Every anointing which does not join with God, which does not join with the word which comes forth by the Spirit of God, is an anointing which we imagine and But whoever is of God, he will just find out what is from God and what is not from God. Brothers, sisters, I don't know how you feel, but please place yourself into my situation. I witnessed and experienced the Pentecostal revival. 1949, I experienced and witnessed how hundreds were singing in tongues, in harmony, singing in tongues. I, of course, experienced how the Spirit of God was at work. And what came then? What came then? The great falling away. And when God sent Brother Branham, and when he had to bring the message, then really it crystallized out who is born of God. He has heard the voice of God, just as our Lord said it. And all the others, they bypassed it. You all know, 1960, I should have become European manager for the greatest evangelist at that time, T.L. Osborne. And you all know how the Lord has warned me in a dream to not sell my birthright and to not have part in it. The big car, an Opel Capitan, it was brought before my door. The nicest house in the city of Meerbusch was offered to me to become a European manager. But the Lord has warned me in a dream, don't sell your birthright. And I thank God for the birthright which he has given to me and all of us who are born of God. And whoever is born of God will not fall prey to such speeches, but will thank God rather with all his heart. And let me just mention this briefly. This man, of course, said in the first 1,000 years, there was only the Roman Church. In the first 300 years, the ones say there were 127 directions, and the others say there were around 331 directions. But regardless of that, the Roman Church started only at the Council of Nicaea. It didn't start at the day of Pentecost. No, this was already the great falling away from which Paul was prophesying and of which he has written. And also this, we have to emphasize once again, justification is of course not a doctrine. Justification is an experience with God. It's an experience with God. A conversion is not a doctrine. A conversion is an experience of salvation with God. We are turning ourselves to the Lord and we are receiving what He has said to us. The conflict about the faith. If you just read Romans 5, in verse 1, it's written justified by faith. And whoever reads on, justified by the blood of the new covenant. Faith doesn't hang in the air. And the faith is not in a religion or in a church. The faith is anchored in Jesus Christ, our Lord. And therefore it is written, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you and your house shall be saved. It really touched me on my inside that with scriptures, the deception is being done on the highest level. And then time and again, the thought that God has sent a prophet. And really, such a ministry was never on the earth since the days of our Lord. Really. And also here, I can say it with a good conscience, with an open Bible, I can say, I am an eye and ear witness of that, what God has done in our time. I am an ear and eye witness that the same ministry which our Lord had was repeating in our time before mine eyes. And how often, Brother Branham was mentioning John 1, where Nathanael was called to the Lord. And the Lord said, before Philip called you, I have seen you under the fig tree. He could say to Peter, thy name is Simon, and thy father's name is Jonas. He could say to the woman at the well, five husbands you had. The one you have now is not your husband. It was the prophetic ministry of our Lord, which Moses said in Deuteronomy 18. He said, a prophet like unto me, God shall rise from your brethren. And our Lord had to become the firstborn among many brethren, carrying out his ministry. And also this, Brother Branham mentioned time and again from Genesis 18, when our Lord came to Abraham, giving him the promise, turning his back to the tent and listening to Sarah, how she was laughing within herself. And the Lord looks at Abraham and said, why did Sarah laugh? Also to this, Brother Branham referred time and again to show us that the same who came to Abraham, that it is the same who walked on the earth at the time, who became a servant to fulfill Bible prophecy. Brothers and sisters, believe me, the responsibility before God, it becomes greater and greater to me. I said to the Lord repeatedly, be merciful to me. Give me the power, the strength until the end. to not only have this responsibility before God, but really that all who hear the word from my mouth, that they just know that God has brought us back to the beginning, to the origin, and that everything what happened in the course of the 1,400 years which are behind us, that it belongs to the past, and that God has done something new, that he has put his message upon the lampstand, and that he just says to us, blessed are your eyes, for they see, and blessed are your ears, for they hear. Please receive it. Please accept it. I didn't mention this yet. Matthew 24, verse 24, it's of course also written, if it were possible, even the elect would be deceived. False prophets, false Christs, but they're just arising on the scene. And they represent themselves as trustworthy because they decorate themselves with scriptures. With what did Satan come to our Lord? It is written. It is written. And our Lord said, it is also written. One can decorate himself with scriptures from head to toe, and what one says about the scriptures can be totally unbiblical, and therefore we have to go from scripture to scripture, from the old to the new, from the new to the Old Testament, searching the Bible to know that it is so, just as God said it. It really overwhelmed me. As you have seen the message from the Vatican shown to these Pentecostal preachers, nothing but hallelujah, praise God, having their charismatics, and they're rejoicing that they have the honor to have such a high personality in their midst. My God! To the Lord alone be the glory. We don't need any personality. We need God in person, that he reveals and manifests himself, and that we can see his glory. So, all who are bypassing what God has done, they will have part in that. What, yes, what is happening outside of the kingdom of God. And let us say it clearly. If God is really merciful to us, then he lets us know his way with the church today. Then we recognize that Matthew 24, verse 14, is coming to fulfillment, namely, that the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached unto all nations for a witness. But that also, that 2 Corinthians 5 is being fulfilled. Ye, my people, come out, be ye separate, and touch not the unclean thing. Then I will receive you, and ye shall be my sons and my daughters. And then, Revelation 14, verse 6. The everlasting gospel shall be preached unto all nations and tongues all over the earth. That's how it is written. And that's how it is happening in our time. Time and again, we can say aloudly anew, the scripture is being fulfilled before our eyes. And I'm writing right now, once again I'm writing about the Godhead And I show how the Trinity was invented and how all are in this Trinity doctrine. And therefore, the uniting in the Trinity doctrine, in the triune baptism, God is not a Trinity. God is one true God from eternity to eternity. And he revealed himself. His Creator, Redeemer, His King, His Savior, His Healer, His all in all. And therefore, this has to be said once again very clearly, so that all who are of God are really hearing the voice of God, recognizing the truth, and are delivered and set free from the error. And it doesn't end with Revelation 14, verse 6. It continues up to Revelation 18, verse 3 and 4. Ye, my people, come out, that you are not having part in their sins and in their plagues. Let us thank God that he has given us the last message. Let us thank God that we have part in the calling out, in the preparation. Let us thank the Lord that we can discern the spirits and that we can really place ourselves fully onto the side of God, knowing he will make all things well. We are not waiting in vain. Our Lord will return just as he promised it. But it must come to fulfillment, and his bride has made herself ready. And this is the point. It's not on the Lord's side. It's the bride. He can only return when his bride is ready, prepared. And we are grateful that we are living in the midst of the preparation. We not only heard the call, we not only separated ourselves, but we may experience our preparation by his grace together, experiencing it under the proclamation. And I tell you how this happens. By having a full agreement to every word of God. And also by this, also within the church, coming into the unity of the Spirit, so that the Lord can finish his work which he has begun. Let us say it once again. We are living in a very special time, in the time where Bible prophecy, where predictions are coming to fulfillment, with Israel, with a great falling away, with everything what was foretold. And to us refers mostly, of course, that what God has promised and has to say to us in our time, and that faith and obedience is brought into agreement, so that the bride becomes one heart with the bridegroom, and that we all are prepared unto the glorious return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. I'm really aware that you have probably a problem to understand me on my deep inside, but I say it once again. I've experienced many things throughout the years. Since 62 years, I'm entrusted with the preaching of the gospel. Since 52 years, I'm preaching the message which the Lord has given us. It was just the will of God that the word of the Lord is reaching the ends of the earth. That's how our Lord said it. Then the end shall come. And callings are not given to ourselves. Callings are coming from the Lord. But as it was said before, with it is a great responsibility connected. Let us summarize it once again. Right at the end, there will be two unities. One world unity, political, religious, everything under Rome. Daniel saw four kingdoms, and the last kingdom was the Roman Empire. We don't want to go here into details at all, but also therein, Bible prophecy is being fulfilled in our time. And we're just grateful and again grateful for the grace which God has given us, that we recognize time and hour, the message, that we could receive it, accept it. It's just like that. Without a messenger, there's no message. But then it's very important that we don't preach the messenger, but preaching the message which he brought us, and that we glorify Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that we put him into the center of our proclamation. How nice is the experience on the Mount of Transfiguration. Moses appeared, Elijah appeared, the glory of God descended, the garment of our Lord became white, it was shining white before their eyes, and suddenly it happened, and when the disciples came to themselves, they saw no one but only Jesus alone. No one but Jesus alone. They didn't see any Moses anymore, no Elijah anymore. They saw Jesus transfigured before their eyes. So it is today with us. We can preach what Peter has left to us, what Paul left to us, what Brother Branham has put anew upon the lampstand. But in the moment where the glory of God comes upon us, then we see only Jesus alone, who walks amidst the seven golden candlesticks, and we are hearing his voice. Please understand that I'm really touched on my inside, that it really grasps me on my inside. Gratefulness came up in me toward God for the grace which he has given me before millions of people, which he has given us, who believe the divine message by faith, who are called out, who are prepared unto the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ our Lord. The thought was to let you see so that you know that we don't say just something, but that these things are really happening and that everything is returning into the bosom of the Mother Church, of the Roman Church, and that the wound of the sword is healed. But before this unity comes perfect, 1999, they made the treaty. They don't sign a treaty. God, we are not signing a contract. God made a covenant with us. We believe the word, the holy word, just as it is written. To him, the Lord, be the worship for the redemption, for the power of his blood, of his word, and of his spirit. Let us also say this once again. Not speaking about justification, but to experience it and the grace of God. Reconciliation. Experiencing it. Everything experiencing. Experiencing the new birth. Experiencing the renewal. The renewing. Experiencing the anointing and the sealing with the Holy Spirit. I just have to trust to the Lord, and this based upon 2 Corinthians chapter 1, that all who are ordained to believe the word, they are anointed. And they are not only anointed, but they are also sealed with the Holy Spirit. Let me read this verse before we close. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. These wonderful words which Paul has written down here. Verse 17. 18, 19. Yes, one could read all these verses. Let us read from verse 18. But as God is true, our word toward you was not yea and nay. No, our word is not so or like this. No, yes or no. Our word is God's word. And God's word is yes and amen. And this we believe with all our hearts. Then verse 19, for the Son of God is of course God's manifestation in the flesh. Emmanuel, God with us. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, even by me and Silvanus and Timothy, was not yea and nay, but in him was yes. Yes and amen. Not yea and nay, but yes and amen. And then the mighty statement in verse 20. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. By us. Through us, God fulfills promises which he has given unto us. And then, this mighty verse, 21, now he which establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God. Is God. And then comes a most mighty a more mighty voice, who has also sealed us, not some kind of seal, who has also sealed us with his seal and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. A down payment. Brothers and sisters, receive these words. Read it once again. Perhaps I may give you an advice here. Tonight, not to speak much tonight anymore, but also this text here, to really read it slowly again and saying, Lord, by grace I find myself here again. I believe that your word, your promises are yes and amen. I agree to everything with all my heart, and I believe that you have settled me and that you have anointed me with the Holy Spirit, and that you have also sealed me. Beloved, God doesn't seal us because we did something good. God seals there where he can bring his work unto completion, where he finishes. You all know, when a treaty is made, then at the end comes the seal. And that what is written in the contract, in the treaty, this is valid. And this is coming to pass. And this will happen. So it is. Not what you or I have done or will do, but because we have submitted under the mighty hand of God, believing him, believing his word with all our hearts, accepting it, his promises which he has given, believing them with all our hearts, just as it is written here. We may find ourselves again in this word, thanking the Lord God, also in view of that the whole world is deceived, being pulled into the error, and that God has a chosen church which is called out, which is prepared to be with him in glory. And so we believe as the scripture has said, and we give all the glory to God tonight. We give him thanks tonight in a special way. And today I really ask that all are thanking the Lord. All. That we really pray together. That we thank together for the great privilege that we're not sitting at the feet of a bishop or at the feet of any man, but that we are sitting at the feet of our Lord. And that we receive his words and that we ponder upon them, and that the Lord seals us with his seal. Can you all believe? Really? God did it. Please believe it. God has called us out. God has pardoned us. And God, everything what is written in the new covenant, this he will do in us and through us and with us. To him be the thanks and to him be the glory throughout all eternity. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us stand up. Let us thank the Lord together. If the sisters have a song, then they can come and sing it. And today, we will really thank the Lord together, thanking Him that the lot has fallen so lovely to us and that we can believe as the Scripture has said, that we can hear and accept what the Spirit has to say unto the churches.
Amen.
Der Bräutigam kommt, oh, denkt an sein Wort. Wacht, ihr Erlösten, wacht immer fort. Zu jeder Stunde, an jedem Ort, wachet, der Herr kommt bald. Herr, wir wollen in Bereitschaft stehen, eifrig sein im Wachen und im Flehen, bis du erscheinst, Herr, bis wir dich sehen und dir entgegen gehen. Der Bräutigam kommt und wer und verlässt, ihm seine Treue hält bis zuletzt, wird über Großes der einst gesetzt. Wachet, der Herr kommt bald. Herr, wir wollen in Bereitschaft stehen, eifrig sein im Wachen und im Flehen, bis du erscheinst, Herr, bis wir dich sehen und dir entgegen gehen. Der Bräutigam kommt und holet die Braut, die sich auf Erden schon ihm vertraut, die auf sein Kommen stündlich geschaut. Wachet, der Herr kommt bald. Herr, wir wollen in Bereitschaft stehen, eifrig sein im Wachen und im Flehen, bis du erscheinst, Herr, bis wir dich sehen und dir entgegen gehen. Herr, wir wollen in Bereitschaft stehen, eifrig sein im Wachen und im Flehen, bis du erscheinst, Herr, bis wir dich sehen und dir entgegen gehen.
Amen.
Amen.
Entschuldigt, wenn ich noch
when I really ask you with a torn heart, would these Pentecostal preachers, would they permit that a brother Frank would come
and
would let Brother Branham speak at the end? You all know, we have a short Branham film. Do you think these high preachers would permit it? Here we have seen it. The Bishop of Rome. I didn't want to see all this speech. 6 minutes of... But he says, as Joseph in the Old Testament was sent to prepare the food, so it is now also happening. One cannot all listen to this. What kind of comparisons are being made there? The scriptures, how they are misused. I'm asking once again, Kenneth Copeland, Would you let Brother Branham speak at your conference? Brothers and sisters, God has let us finding grace. Let us find grace in His, that we recognize the time and the message. Let us think together. Lord, thank you. Great God, all of you, thank Him. We praise your holy name in Christ Jesus our Lord. Lord, we are standing in your presence as the disciples stood and they didn't know how it would happen. But when they looked up, they saw you alone. And so we see also you alone, the just God, the redeeming God, who brought us together in a unity. We ask you for your blessing. We ask you for your Holy Spirit. We ask you for your power. Be merciful to us. Be merciful to all your people, all over the earth, all over, where they are listening, where they are watching. Thank you for your holy word. Thank you for the manifestation. Thank you that you have sent a man, a prophet, after your own heart, who has put your word upon the lampstand and who has revealed it. We thank you for it. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, together we thank you. We are overwhelmed of that what we heard, Lord, of what you have done in all of us. You have called us out through your wonderful revealed word. We glorify thy name. We thank you for the sending of thy prophet. We believe his word, which is your word, revealed. We praise you for all what we have heard tonight. And we say thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We believe you. We believe your word. And we thank you that you called us, that you pardoned us. We are not worthy of it, but you have started the work in us and you will finish it. Lord, we thank you. Let your spirit fall upon all of us. We thank you. You are present. Open the heavens above us. Lord, you are seeing your people. Fulfill thy promises. We have heard it. You will fulfill them through us. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Bitten wir noch unseren Bruder.
Let us ask our brother, who is here for the first time in our midst, from Georgia. Please come to the front and thank the Lord in a prayer. Brother Mamuka, God bless you. Come to the front and thank the Lord at this place. Brother Schmidt is the best translator whom we have. We all tune in. I thank you for everything.
Die habe ich 12 Jahre gesucht.
I was looking for this 12 years.
Und der Herr hat mich gefunden.
And the Lord has found me.
Ich bitte alle.
I'm asking all.
Betet für mich.
Please pray for me.
Und für Gruzien.
And for Amen. The country of Gruzien. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Let us sing, we'll give all the glory to Jesus. And we want that all over the earth, that they recognize that God is doing great things in our time. And that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth who is leading us into the Word of Truth. And continue. And so we are grateful with all our hearts, and we give God alone the glory and the praise throughout all eternity. Let us sing the chorus, they come from the east and west, we come from the south and north. Lord Almighty God,
du hast uns in diese Zeit hineingestellt.
You have placed us into this time.
Du hast Gnade geschenkt,
you have given grace,
dass wir die Verheißungen
that we
erkennen,
can recognize the promises,
und
believing them,
Anteil
and
haben dürfen,
are having part in them.
Von Herzen
with all our hearts, we thank you, the bridegroom of our soul. You have a bride on earth, and this bride is being called out, just as Isaac, who came to the well of the living God, and who met Rebecca, leading her home. Oh, beloved Lord, beloved Lord, you are having messengers whom you are sending out to call out your bride. And all who are part of the bride church, they will hearken to this call. To you, beloved Lord, we say thanks. Oh God, I'm both. On one side, I'm scattered. I'm shaken with that, what is happening. On the other hand, I'm rejoicing over that, what you are doing amongst your people. Bless in all people's tongues and nations. May all understand everything the right way, what happened tonight at this place and what was said, that we are filled with gratefulness. And right at the end, we are bringing you all those who are heavy laden and burdened, all who are having prayer requests, all who have needs. We are coming together into your presence, to you, and we thank you that you are present, that you are saving, that you are delivering, and that you are healing, and that you are blessing. And at the most, we thank you for that, that we understood your speech, that we could receive, and that you are saying to us, blessed are your eyes, for they see, and blessed are your ears, for they hear, and your hearts, for they believe. Oh, dear Lord, I thank you in particular for 2 Corinthians chapter 1, from verse 17. Oh, Lord, you will do a complete work. You will finish your work of redemption just as you finished your work of creation. And we thank you for it, that we can have part in this completion. Blessed and praised be your wonderful and holy name of Jesus, now and forever. Hallelujah. Amen. Closer to home, nearer to home. And all the people say, Amen. The grace of the Lord be with you.